B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. .975 The Fanatic.
Hey, y'all. Mike Missinelli. 97.5 FM, Philly's first FM sports station.
We on an uneven playing field, top of the totem pole. 97.5, Mike Missinelli Show. Si, senor, we numero uno. And internationally large, just like the sumo. 2-6, Monday to TGIF. Mikey misses the Philly with Hades the wide clef. A man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. Our competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, record number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in the drive time slot. It's kind of hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like an opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to rock ya.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is the Mike Missinelli Show right here on 97.5 FanX. Storms are in the area. People are getting pelted with storms. These thunderstorms are dangerous stuff. So be careful if you're out and about. And the Phillies game, as far as we know, is still going on. But, you know, that storm's got to hit that way unless it stays in the west. So it's like last night, a 2.5 hour rain delay. Oh, my God. I'm laying in bed going, I got to see the game, right? So boom, 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 I nod off. I got all other stuff on. I look up, and it's like close to midnight. And I flip the game. It's still on. And the Phillies lose last night. But today, they're trying to get a split in the series, which would be pretty amazing when you think about it, because one team is so much better than the other. If the Phillies get a split out of the series, it'll be injustice, I think, to the Los Angeles Dodgers. But we'll continue to follow along with that game. It's on YouTube today. So we're live on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia. And I was thinking, there was a story again in the Inquirer this morning about Ben Simmons. And I'm going, you know, I never get tired of talking about Ben Simmons. I just never do. I don't know what it is. He, without question, is the most compelling athlete in the city. And for like 100 different reasons. So when you look at this whole situation, I've ranked the most compelling athletes. But there's only one that's way more compelling than everybody else, and it's Simmons. So I would go Simmons 1, Carson 2, Embiid 3, Bryce 4, Carter Hart 5. Are your five most compelling athletes in the city right now? Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, but the most compelling at all is Simmons. Carson Wentz, we need him to be a very good player this year. But it's not like he's compelling. You know what I'm saying?
He's not. And his issue is an issue that he kind of doesn't have control over. Like, he's not trying to get hurt. He's not doing anything wrong. So, because we're pretty sure he can play football.
Right.
It's just a matter of can he play through 16 in the playoffs. Ben's is different.
Well, here's the thing. With Ben Simmons being the most compelling athlete in the city, what do we really know? Like, what do we expect? What do we have when it comes to Ben Simmons? What do we have exactly with Ben Simmons as a member of the Philadelphia 76ers?
Right now.
Yes, right now. What do we have?
We have a 6'10 point guard who is a good floor general and can be, at times, an elite defensive player.
Yes.
That's all we have for sure.
But what else do we have? Do we have an intangible at all? Like, when I look at Bryce Harper, I go, son of a gun plays the game hard. Say what you will about him, he plays the game hard. When I look at a guy like Carson Wentz, totally has total desire to play the game hard and want to succeed. Right? Those are not questions. Embiid is getting there. He's not quite there, but I think he has a general idea on the attack rather than not. Bryce Harper, Carter Hart, Carter Hart we don't know that much about, but that's how I rank him. But Ben Simmons, it's like he leaves me as a mystery. And I don't know quite what we have, and yet I've bought in. And that's very rare for me. Like, I need to have a tangible plate of roast beef and mashed potatoes before I start eating. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't eat imaginary food. I got to see it in front of me. I got to see that it's good. And I don't know that I see that yet with Ben, and yet I'm so overwhelmingly won over by the guy.
Well, you do know he's good.
Yes.
You know he's good. Like, mm-hmm. He deserved to be an all-star. He rebounds. Mm-hmm. He runs the floor. He has a certain thing that he shuts down in a way that Embiid doesn't. That makes me feel like he has some front runner in him a little bit. Mm-hmm. And yeah. That's the part that makes him so, that adds to how compelling he is.
Uh-huh.
Because sooner or later, he has to be able to, if he's going to be a bully, he's got to bully everybody.
Well, listen, he's a total enigma. I mean, let's really call it what it is. Ben Simmons is a total enigma, like in so many different ways. Off the court, his personality's an enigma. His game is an enigma. It's like he's, you know, he's in another planet sometimes. So I want to know, when we think of this guy, what do you have? What do we have as a fan base in Ben Simmons? Can you figure out? Have you figured him out yet? He's on my mind all the time. It's weird. It's really weird. The play of Ben Simmons for the 76ers is on my mind constantly.
So it's July 18th. There'll be no meaningful basketball for 3 months as far as the game that matters. And still, Ben Simmons is on your mind 3 months out from playing.
And here's the reason why. Because it takes a lot to bowl me over. But when Ben Simmons is right, I've never seen anything like it. Like, I've seen other things in sports. And I've seen accomplishment in this. But I haven't seen, when Ben Simmons is right, I haven't seen anything like what he can do.
See, that's how I feel.
I've never seen anybody that size, that skill, that speed, that at that size, do the things that he does. And so it's a special skill than anybody I've ever seen in this town. If that makes any sense at all.
It does, but he also has a flaw you've never seen in the league.
Yes, he's got
at the same time, he's got
a tremendous flaw. But yet the other part of Ben Simmons wins me over so much that I'm captivated by the guy and I'm mystified by the guy because he makes himself a mystery, which is almost more like endearing. It's weird. It's like De Niro in the old day when he didn't talk to anybody. He was this enigma actor. And you go, oh, and there must be more to this guy. And you were intrigued by it, right? And you couldn't leave it alone.
So by him being closed... versus Embiid being open, you're more intrigued by it.
Yes. It hooks me in more. It's very weird.
For you especially.
It is. So we'll talk about it. I want to know what other people feel about it. It's like when you think of the guy, what do you think about? There are a lot of people that will throw intentional hate on him because he frustrates you to the point where he's not as good as he could be right now. So the haters gravitate to that side. The lovers will defend him at all costs. And I see it right in the middle, and I go, what is this big mystery of this guy that captivates me so much? We'll talk about it. Also, you know, a guy sent me an email, and he goes, you know, I'm trying to predict the future here. And I want you to rank these concepts in order of likelihood for three major sports. And he puts in parentheses, nobody cares about hockey. All right, so whatever. Number one, Carson Wentz has a healthy season by playing in 14-plus games.
All right.
You like it? Yeah, what's the likelihood?
I actually think that I'm putting that at 90%.
Really?
I feel really good about him being healthy this year. I feel great about it. I'm not nervous. I understand people that are. I'm strong.
I don't know why it would be 14. I want 16.
Well, I want 15. I want him to be able to sit out the last game because you already have everything sewn.
All right, but so not because of injury.
Not because of injury.
Right, okay.
No.
Well, if he sits out 14, I mean, if he only plays 14, that means he's been banged up. That's what I don't like. All right, the offensive line will be considered an Eagle strength.
I'm at 75% for that.
Okay. You worried about Peters?
Peters, and then when does Brooks play? I think he'll play well once he plays and he's ahead of schedule. But until he suits up, is Vitae going to be a passable right guard in the short term? So I have some fear there.
All right. Ben Simmons will develop an outside shot and shoot five times a game from 15 feet. Wait, from day 12. And further, that doesn't make sense. He didn't write it the right way. But Ben just said Ben Simmons will develop an outside shot and shoot five plus times a game.
I'm down to 60%.
60%?
I was at 80% before he skipped FIBA.
Okay. Brett Brown will be a coach using more X and O's, especially in crunch time, and put his players this year in a better position to win.
Wait, to me, I think he already did that.
Okay.
It's an albatross to have a point guard who won't shoot late in the game, and he has to be on the floor. That's on Ben. If Ben shoots, all of a sudden Brett Brown will be a better X and O coach because he won't have to hide his point guard.
The Phillies will make the playoffs.
20%.
All right, and Kapler will make it through his contract as manager.
50-50.
That's 100%.
See, I don't.
100%.
Because how long is his contract?
No, that's not going anywhere. I think one more year after this.
Oh, I thought he had a four-year contract.
Was it a four-year?
I have to check his contract.
Yeah, it probably was a four-year.
Yeah, to me it's 50-50 that he makes it all 4 years.
Okay. All right. So we'll just, take what's on the people's mind today, because it's kind of a lazy day out there. It's a Thursday, and it's in between, and the Phillies are on, and all that kind of stuff. And Adam Haseley has hit a home run, by the way, today. So
I
tweeted out something snarky.
Yeah, I don't know why you keep doing that.
What'd you say? I didn't see it yet.
You didn't see it?
No, let me look.
Okay. Go ahead, look.
Oh, boy.
I quoted the ball.
I
quoted the ball. Go ahead.
All right. Adam Haseley, home run baseball. Wait, wasn't I supposed to be a ground ball? Congrats, kids. Sorry, Club Tyrone.
Yeah. You can hate on the Club Tyrone guys if you want.
The ball was actually confused that it was in the air.
He's like, where am I going?
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, cause
if the ball had a motion, it'd be going, wee!
Look at these Club Tyrone guys. They had two hits yesterday. Haseley had one of them, and now he hits a bomb, and this is what we get?
Yeah, well.
That was number one of 300. He's going to hit 300 for the Phillies in his career.
300 at bats in his
300 in his career. That was number one. 299 to go.
What's more likely to happen, 300 home runs or 300 at bats?
300 home runs.
He might not get 300 at bats.
Yes, he will.
No, he won't. 610-632-0975. We're back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
All right, it's 2 o'clock hour of the Mike Missinelli Show. The Phillies are losing now. And I'll give up another home run to KK Hernandez. Now, if I'm not mistaken, is that 16 home runs in this series? I think the Dodgers they've hit at least 15 home runs in this series.
That's incredible.
So you anti-launch angle people, how you feel about that? It's 15 bombs putting runs on the board for the Dodgers in this series. All right, the 2 o'clock hour is brought to us by Ferguson HVAC Lyon Conklin. Attention HVAC contractors, visit Ferguson's counter location on North 7th Street in Philadelphia today for equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. Time to start the Twitter poll. That's brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Attention all landscapers, if you're looking to repower a zero turn or a walk behind mower, Moyer has the best deals around for an engine replacement. It's a lot cheaper than buying a new one, and they have the engines in stock. Visit paulbmoyer.com for details. Natalie Eganoff, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mike. Today's Twitter poll, who is the most intriguing Philadelphia athlete? 21% saying Carson Wentz, 7% saying Bryce Harper, 64% Joel Embiid, and 8% Ben Simmons.
Wow,
so Embiid
really?
Running away with it.
The most compelling is Embiid?
Yeah.
There's nobody more compelling for many reasons than Ben Simmons.
No, I agree
Why
with the
Why are you compelled by Embiid? He doesn't compel me. He is what he is. He shows personality. We know him.
He's kind
we
of...
We don't know Ben.
I know, but he's kind of like this...
he's different, and... I've never seen
him. He's like an oracle.
Yeah, having that kind of personality on a big man, because it's different than Shaq, because he doesn't have the mean spirit that Shaq had. Mm-hmm. His game is unbelievable as far as how's a guy that size have such a well-rounded game? I've never seen that before.
My point is, he's less of a mystery than Ben Simmons is. And when you're more of a mystery, that makes you more compelling. I mean, Embiid puts it right out there for us to see. There's nothing compelling about that.
I think that is compelling.
I do.
Because he's so open and he's right. so goofy. Yes,
in this
that's
era.
Not compelling at all. That's just the known.
To me, that's the thing that makes, for example, Springsteen, who I'm not a big fan of. And you, I can't wait till Christmas time when you do your Springsteen. Bruce Springsteen.
No, I know.
Springsteen's a guy who never hired security. He always just walked the streets versus other rock stars who would have the entourages and have security. Bruce was different because he was out there.
Oh.
I look at Embiid like that, in that he's always right front and center in a world where guys are very guarded, and that's why I find him intriguing.
Yeah, about it. It's a different definition I'm looking for here. Compelling to me is like there's an air of mystery. There's the person is enigmatic. And that's Ben Simmons is more than Embiid is. At least to me. I'm getting smashed on this poll.
Well, and we didn't have room for Carter Hart. Twitter only lets us do four, so don't be upset, Flyers fans. We just thought those other four guys have done a little bit more than Hart, but it's not personal.
It's not. And when Flyer season comes around, you will see that there'd be a dramatic shift on this show talking about hockey.
Sure will.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Can't wait.
Okay.
I have been lobbying to do Flyers Outsiders.
Stop.
In addition to Sixers Outsiders. I have asked, and they have not gotten back to me. They completely ignored my overture. But I did ask NBC Sports Philadelphia if I could do Flyers Outsiders in addition.
I think you'd be perfect for it.
Me too.
Be the perfect choice for Flyers Outsider. Let's go to Richard in Drexel Hill. Richard, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Richard.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's going on, Rich?
Not a thing. On my way home, just listening to you guys. You know, obviously, we're talking about the Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
I went down to the ball game Saturday night, and I was there again Monday.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad. Monday night, you know, the crowd was going crazy for the Dodgers. And like you just said, 16 home runs, the series, it's ridiculous.
The Dodgers are clearly the best team in baseball. So I wouldn't like look at this series and make fun of the Phillies. The Dodgers are going to beat everybody's brains in.
Absolutely, but is it a confidence? Does it lose confidence in the players? Because we're obviously not playing for Gabe. You know what I mean? Franco's not running out the plays. That game could have been totally changed. But my main point is the pitching. I feel like, you know, we got a lot of money invested right now. Why not go after two starters? You got Bumgarner, you got Strome in Toronto, and bring them in as starters.
All right. You have to give up your best basket to get those guys, right? You know that.
You do. But
okay, you only have three prospects in the whole organization.
True.
All right, so you're going to give away two of them because they don't want to give away the third baseman who's going to probably start for them next year. So the two prospects that you have in the system, you want to trade them for starting pitching?
I mean, what are you going to do with the middle of the rotation?
Well, you got to look at this long term. Is that going to make the Phillies better than the Dodgers?
Oh, absolutely not.
Well, then what's the sense of doing it?
Because we, in reality, seven teams in the wild card race.
Uh-huh.
If we boost our lineup, what can happen? Can we get hot?
Can you get hot enough to beat the Dodgers in a long series?
The Dodgers, they've been there for 2 years for a reason.
Is your answer yes or no, realistically?
Oh, no, no.
Okay, well, there it is. See, McPhail came off as a lout when he said that to me, but the more I think about it now, the more I look at this team and the disconnect that I saw on Monday night's game, I can't get past that Monday night game. That is going to come up in my head weekly when I evaluate the Phillies. What they did in that game reveals a soul.
Yeah,
okay? And the soul is soft. So, in addition to the pitching woes, they have a soft soul. Despite the fact that Harper won a game for him the other night. So, there is no way they can make themselves good enough to compete with the likes of the better teams. And when I say better teams, I even mean the teams that are scuffling along here to make the wild card. Are the Phillies as good as the Brewers? No. Are they as good as the Cubs? No. Are they as good as the Braves? No. So before we get to the Dodgers, at the Nationals, probably not. Before we even get to the Dodgers, we're going to climb those hurdles. And I'm not taking them off the hook. That organization is to blame for not anticipating the lack of starting pitching. Now, the relief pitching, it went south on them. They had good intentions. Guys got hurt. Nothing you can do about that. You overpaid a couple of guys who have injury track records, but that's beside the point. The starting pitching, they came in, it was ridiculous that real baseball men could look at the starting rotation and think you were okay. Ridiculous. And I've said it for 2 years.
And you said it at spring training, and you said it recently to the GM, Klintak, and Klintak pushed back on you. When you asked the question, basically it was a softball question for him to give a nice way to say, we'll evaluate the position. Instead, he told you that they feel good about Pavetta and Eflin.
And one of them's going to have a breakout year. One of the three or four is going to have a breakout year. None of them are capable of breakout years. None of them. So these are the baseball people who are doing the evaluations. And like I said before, baseball people are too inside. They're too protective of their own choices. Because if they say a guy can't pitch, then that reflects on them picking him in the first place. So they go overboard to support their guys and to justify the fact that these guys are in the rotation and we believe in them, blah, blah, blah. Because to say anything else is to say, I'm a lousy executive. But fans are smart enough to see through that. That's the thing that bugs me about all front offices over the years when they doubt their fans' brain power. We've been in this too long. We can see who can play and who can't. Mike in South Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mike.
Hey, Mike, how you doing,
What's going on, Mike?
Not much, man. I appreciate the show. You guys are awesome.
Thanks, Bob.
Hey, I just wanted to, first off, I was the guy who ran onto the tarp actually last night during the rain delay and did the belly flop slide across. I don't know if you guys saw that video.
I did not see it, bro.
All right, that's how I entertain myself during rain delays. Yeah. But the one thing with the Phillies this year is that they sort of just got to chalk it up. I mean, it's going to be a loss. You just go to the offseason. You don't want to give up your three few prospects that you have. You just ride into the offseason, try to make some moves, acquire some starting pitching. The injuries obviously have really hurt us. But, I mean, this season, like Tyrone said, it's pretty much gone.
Yeah, it is. And you can't con yourself. They can't add enough pitching to make themselves viable. Because even if they had a couple starters, they still have the same bullpen problems. All right? So it's like you throw your hands in the air. Yeah, I don't have enough this year. And you might as well just ride it out. If you want to go to the games, you can knock yourself out. You want to slide on the tarp. Did you get thrown out, by the way?
Yeah, I did. I got arrested.
Now, let me ask you a question. What would make you do something like that?
Honestly, I'm just out there making memories. I mean,
you're making memories for who? Like
my family.
I had
11 family members there. Uh-huh. Sort of all talked about it, discussed it. You know, it wasn't a drunken thing. I only had three beers. It was just something that, I mean, it's not.
And this is a proud moment in the family?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not.
It is. It's a proud moment. The night that Crazy Mike slid on the tarp and got thrown out and got arrested. That's a proud moment.
I would never do that during a game. I respect the game. I love sports. But, I mean, to think we're just sitting there doing absolutely nothing, just looking at the rain come down, sure.
So you thought it was your responsibility to go on a field that you are prohibited going on to do a slide so your family can talk about you as Crazy Mike?
I'm just out there making memories. I mean, to me.
It's quite a memory, man. You know, memories of my family, like when I got the diploma. And my mom wanted to take a picture with me. That was a prouder moment for my family. I don't know about you, Tyrone, but they didn't show the video of me running streaking on the field.
No,
for a good memory.
My dad.
seriously?
No, my dad did.
What are we? 12?
Oh, speaking of five.
What?
My No, my father got out of the hospital today.
Oh, awesome.
And he's, I know he's listening, so I just want to say I love you.
Shout out, Pop.
Yeah. But he's proud of me, like, for having a job.
Well, that's what I mean.
Not, like, sliding in baseball.
I understand what... Come on. You know, seriously. Memories for the family? What kind of memories? Am I wrong here?
No. If he were my family member, I'd be like, can we just not?
Seriously, I mean, you do something that's illegal, and you're going to get arrested for it, and you're creating a memory for your family. All right, maybe it's me.
I would advise against if that were my family
member. Now, listen, if I'm with a bunch of drunken dudes, and I'm like a fraternity wacko, I would probably do something like that, right?
Yeah.
And I'd regret it years later.
If you want to do something silly, how about like during the rain delay, like a hot dog eating contest? Something like that.
Yeah, give us 12.
Right.
Come on. Like, that's something you might look back on fondly. Like, remember that time we had fun? We ate a bunch of hot dogs. It was legal.
That time I tried climbing over the fence to get to the White House lawn, and the feds arrested me. Created a great memory for the family, though. They're always going to talk about it. At every family gathering, you're going to talk about the time little Joey got arrested by the feds. Sorry, man, I can't stop.
He didn't snitch.
610-632-0975. That's how you get in. Let's go to Mike in Tom's River. Mike, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mike.
Hey, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
Well, I just want to talk about this YouTube thing.
Mm-hmm.
How ridiculous it is. I know the Facebook thing was ridiculous, but every time we turn it on, we watch 10 minutes and it starts loading again.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody else has this problem.
We're not having any issues here. We got the game. No. It's a complete stream. It must be your stream.
Yeah. I want to know if anybody else has this problem. And we see like 200,000.
Well, listen, man. You own a product. You sell the product.
Yeah, right.
So the Phillies decided to sell the YouTube. YouTube dangling big money to telecast these games. Why wouldn't you take it?
And just like when Facebook tried to do it, right? In the beginning, you know, nothing... himself. So now YouTube.
It's all about business. YouTube puts a rights fee out there to televise a Phillies game. What are they going to say? No?
Yeah, exactly. But YouTube needs to get their stuff together.
Yeah, but it's not YouTube. It's you.
Yeah.
It's your stream. You got to check your stream. You got to get a higher ground.
Well,
you only got two bars going.
Mike, my dad said the same thing, and I want to know if any other people have the same problem.
All right. We'll take it. Listen, yeah. People don't like it when it's not convenient. I get it. Yeah. You know, it's on YouTube. It's they don't want. There are a lot of people social media defunctionaries, you know, so they don't know what to do with the YouTube telecast.
We couldn't find it. We went on Xfinity and couldn't find it on the TV. We had to go.
I hear you. But guess what, Mike? You don't have any more rights.
I don't.
You have no rights at all. Now, listen, NBC Sports Philadelphia televises enough games. NBC 10 comes in there for a couple. Every game's on television, except maybe you're going to miss this one.
It's okay. But yeah. I just want to know, you know, get the voice out there so anybody else has the same problem.
Yeah.
Other thing, I still believe in the Phillies.
You do?
Yes, man. Come on.
What do you believe in?
I believe in Harvard, like the other night.
Yeah.
So...
You believe what extent do you believe in him? Like to a playoff extent?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
No. Second, I'll give you the wild card.
Do you think that they're capable of making a wild card with this pitching staff?
Yes, sir.
And how?
Noah? Yes.
Noah's getting beat today 4-3.
The only thing I'm concerned in is Hector Nervous.
What about the other starters?
I call him Hector Nervous.
Yeah, I know. I heard you the first time. Wasn't that clever? Oh, this is going to be one of these days.
You're on a tear today.
Yeah, it's going to be. I'm too cynical today.
Why?
I don't know.
The rain?
I'm cynical about stuff. There's nothing going on.
Oh, yeah.
Ticking me off.
You going to the beach this weekend?
Going to Hall of Fame.
Going to Cooperstown,
New York.
Well, we still haven't figured out what the plan is, but John Clark will be on at 4 o'clock.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
To tell me what the plan is.
Oh, good.
I can't wait.
Well, wait, do you hear this? Well, I've got to read this text from him today.
Oh, good.
Okay, hold on a second. We have two choices right now. He texts me. A hotel with one bed... that is 35 to 40 minutes northeast of Cooperstown, or a Super 8 hotel for 172 beds, non-smoking, half an hour south on the way back, which would make our return easier. Now, who would pick the one bed? Like, why would that? Why would that even be a choice? First of all, we should have two rooms, right? I write back. I go, we can't get two rooms.
Thunder buddies for life.
What, like one? I'm going to choose the. Oh, no, you know what? Forget about the two bed one. I'd rather have the one bed. What kind of a choice is that?
And let me get this straight.
Let's have the Hall of Fame slumber
now,
party.
Now, he's going to cover it for. He's going to go out there. So rather than buck up for the 170 himself, so you each pay 170, he's trying to only go away and only pay 85.
No, there's only one room available, apparently. Right. So he's looking for another one.
All right.
But what am I supposed to do? Snuggle up with Johnny Sunshine?
No, that would be great.
Get a nice queen? You know? Come on.
It'd be like Billy Crystal and John Candy. Snuggled up.
Come on.
For a weekend.
What the hell?
Hopefully he doesn't snore.
All right.
Roll over. Come on, man.
Come on. I need some space.
I can't share a room with a dude.
You don't mind, I have a choice.
Roll for that.
Bring an air mattress. If you have to, you could bring an air mattress, or John could bring an air mattress.
Come on. John's
6'8".
You can get a twin XL.
You're still in the same room.
Yeah, I know, but you're only sleeping there.
I'm at a stage now where I got to have my own room.
You're at a stage now.
Seriously, that's a stage of my life where I can't be, you know, like, we're not huddling up here.
Right. You're not, like, in a college frat.
Yeah, see, this is, when he had this idea, I think it's great, because Jason invited us both, and I want to be there for Jason. He had the idea, I go, dude, you know, this is just not like you're driving to Atlantic City and back. You know, this is a commitment. You're going to Cooperstown, New York, it's like 4 hours. We got to find a hotel and the whole bit. But he's like I know, he's like 14 sometimes.
Maybe that's why he doesn't care.
Really, he doesn't like think of like what that entails.
You know? He's like, yeah, be a Mikey Mitchell share room.
Yeah, let's just go up and
figure it out.
Yeah, it's midnight. Oh, we gotta leave. Let's drive back 5 hours.
Have you looked for hotels, Mike? Let me look for you.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna look. I'm gonna do some digging. See if we can find something for you.
It's a Hall of Fame weekend, so at any place, it's like a Penn State football weekend. You can't get a hotel.
You can find
unless
something.
You stay in Harrisburg.
Let's see.
We'll get you something. I'm not gonna have you go out like this.
When are you?
I can't have you go out like this.
When are you getting there? Saturday.
Yes.
Okay.
Saturday.
And you're leaving Sunday.
Now the other thing is, I need to know the agenda because we have to. Like, it takes a long time to get up there. So I don't know when the festivities for Jason would start. You know, so we have to leave early enough to get there to see it. Like, we can't just wake up when it's, you know, 9 o'clock and get on the road.
How far is Verona from Cooperstown?
I don't know.
I'm going to look that up. Because I see a Wyndham you could stay in.
Yeah?
Yeah, right here, right in front of me. In Verona, $144.
What about the Mohican Motel? 184 a night. Unpretentious property offering. Simple room.
I'm going to get you close.
I
can
have my own room for tonight. All right, it's going to... Well, hold on a second, Brandon. You'll be next. We have open lines right now, as you might imagine. The Phil's game's on, and we're following it. And the British Open's also on. I've been watching that this morning. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975 is how you get in. It is the Mike Missanelli Show right here, 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Missanelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, it's 2:45 on the Mike Missanelli Show. All right, the Phillies update. It's now 5-3. Nola is out of the game. Had thrown 99 pitches in 5 innings. And Beatty, that big monster the Dodgers have unveiled this series on the Phillies, doubled. That took Nola out of the game. And Fernando Salas is... I didn't even know who he is.
Good old Fernando Salas.
Where did Fernando Salas come from?
We were just talking about it. We have no...
We're trying to figure it out.
I said, who is 31?
Yeah, I don't remember. We don't remember him. He has, coming into the game, he was one in, had pitched in one game this season, 34 years old, had a 90 already, that has now gone up to 13 now.
Where did he come from?
I don't know. He's only pitched in one game, so he must have been down. Like, Boone will know. Yeah, he got recalled this morning with Cole Irving. I knew somebody.
Okay, well, he's in the game now. He promptly gave up a single to KK Hernandez, who has two home runs and a single. Beatty scored, and Hernandez went to second on an error by Kingery at center. So here we go. No Nola. And see, Nola was supposed to button this one down for him today, right?
Yeah.
Throwing your ace out against, who's pitching for them? Stripling?
Yeah. And
yeah,
they got to him early.
Game.
See? And this is where, if I know he's been better lately, but an ace, a true ace,
yeah,
gets you
good.
To split today.
Not good. Plus, he had a good night's sleep. He wasn't in the ballpark last night. They sent him home early.
Oh, and he
starting pitcher doesn't stay for the previous night's game.
No, and he started.
Base hit.
Sal Chunas just pointed out he actually started the year in the Mexican League.
Who, Salas?
Yeah. Then the Phillies got him. And not put him in their system, and now, but he literally started the season.
Oh my God!
He was playing with Don Brown.
Honest to God, they're just throwing darts now when it comes to these bullpen dudes. Brandon and Drexel Hill, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Brandon,
hey Mikey, miss, what's up?
What's up, Brandon?
I'm calling in. I don't know who Fernando Salas is at all, but or what's going on with the Phillies. But I'm calling to talk about the Sixers.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Well, I'm just as enamored with Ben Simmons and with his demeanor on the court. And his personality off the court, he's so something just intrigued me with him. And if you watch the documentary of his lead up to the draft and when he was at LSU, like he always had his headphones on. He didn't really like, you know, go out to any social events or anything like that. He's just really closed in guy.
Yeah, he's an enigma.
I want to see him open up. I feel like that's the main thing, like with the jump shot and everything. If he just opens up and just, you know,
I agree. He's like a tight rosebud. You know? You ever buy bouquet roses and some of them will blossom, a couple of them will stay in that bud thing? That's Ben.
He just has to break free of that. I mean,
exactly. The rose will still have the same fragrance. It's just not open.
Exactly. Once that rose opens, I mean, the potential is endless
exactly.
for him.
We're looking for the rose to open.
And I was at last year's Fan Fest, not to get off topic. I think I made it on one of the pictures on Natalie's Instagram, which is pretty cool.
Oh, okay, cool. Why are you coming again this year?
Well, the thing is, I still need some tickets to get in there. So.
Well, we're still going to have a chance for tickets. You know, we still have a month away or so.
Wonder which one he was.
I don't know.
I'll check my gram.
You probably have pictures of like 1,000 people.
Well, no, but I only put up a certain, a few from that day. Let me
all
see.
All right, Zach in Pottstown. Zach, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Zach?
Hey, Mike. Long-time caller, first-time listener.
What's going on, Zach? How you doing?
Not much. I wanted to give you a call. You were talking about that guy and making memories last night. That was making me laugh. One of my favorite memories of you, if I can go down memory lane here quick, is Dwayne from Swedesboro. What was your relationship like with him?
Yeah, they wouldn't have one relationship. So get past your smart-ass comment, and then we'll move on to what you want to talk about.
Oh, okay. Dwayne didn't exist. That was one of my favorite ones.
Yeah, that's good. So you're now you're out. Ed in Northeast Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ed.
Michael.
First, what's up, Ed?
Old business, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
In June of 1993, you and the beloved Steve called the division and the pennant for the Phillies on like June 1st. And for that reason alone, you dine out free on me for the rest of your life.
We actually did the magic number early in that year. Yes, we had we carved out a magic number. We were so certain that was going to be a championship year.
The greatest of all time. And now, you ready?
Yes.
You know what that guy was doing last night?
What's that?
He was entertaining people by being outrageous. Michael, that's your job description. You yell and scream on the radio, and you're very entertaining.
Let me ask you something.
The difference is one's
illegal. One is actually you get arrested for. Now, you see there's a little difference?
I break the law every day, Michael.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you break the law.
That law degree.
What is this? Is this
so
douchebag hour here? On the program?
It must be.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead, Ed.
Michael, when was the last time you got somebody out on bail? When was the last time you got money for people whose kids were getting poisoned by Dow Chemical? Where's your law degree?
What the hell is wrong with you, Ed? What is the matter with you?
I'm angry.
What is the matter with you?
I'm angry, Michael.
You're angry at what? What are you angry at? A guy...
Because you're punching below your weight, Michael.
I am. So a guy who slides on the field... being a dick and gets arrested for it, that's entertaining?
You're punching down, Michael. I don't...
All right. Okay. Good. Everybody just break the law. Be a hooligan. Be a frat prank the rest of your life. You boys and girls out there, let this be a lesson to you. Be a frat prank. It'll pay off in the end. Douchebag hour. All of a sudden here.
Where did this come from? It started so pleasant.
I think it's the rain.
Let's go to Bob in Hanover. Bob, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Bob.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
What's up, Bob?
Not much. I kind of lean towards what you're saying, these knuckleheads that violate out there. What if everybody decides?
Hey, look at me. I'm breaking the law by sliding on the tarp. Come on. Yeah, let's grow up.
What if everybody ran out and said, let's all go out there and slide all over.
Let's get the St. Louis Blues in our bar and then create a song. You know, it's the same mentality. What are you doing? Do you don't have enough attention paid to yourself? Is that what the problem is?
All right,
go ahead.
Hey, I've talked to you in the past. I've told you at the beginning of the season that this was all going to happen, and I've been... We got to sell at the deadline. You said they weren't sellers a month ago. I'm telling you then, and I'm telling you now, they got to unload all the junk.
Who are you selling? What are you going to get? Who's got value that you're selling?
I'm either selling or I'm giving away, because you got to give away Bronco. You got to give away that fat butt who clogs up the damn bases. You got to get rid of
him.
Okay.
You got to get rid of a lot of the junk and just say, all right, bite the bullet and let's go with Harper and our...
Yeah, well, they're not going to do that now, because they are technically... The number is that they're still in a wild card race. Now, in the off season, when this doesn't turn out to be a playoff year, that's when you'll see them, you know, move guys.
78 wins this year. That's not going to get it.
No, it's not going to get it. But next year, you come back with a fresh approach. It doesn't behoove them to sell now. I mean, what's that going to do for them?
If you can get any kind of prospects.
No, if you're going to get any kind of prospect, you get them next season anyway. So why would you do it now? Bohm's not ready to play now. He will be next year. He gets a full year under his belt. He'll be, you know, a clean slate starter rather than a guy who has to come up and has the pressure to perform. Because he's not ready to perform. Hayes is not ready to perform.
Well, who's not?
Haisley.
Guy hit a home run today?
Yeah, he's not ready to perform. He needed a full year in AAA.
He probably did.
Yeah.
And if that was the plan, obviously, once your center fielder decides to do a chokeout, it kind of changed everything.
Yeah. Jim in Atlantic City would be our first caller in the 3 o'clock hour. The 2 o'clock hour was an all-time low. So hopefully we can pick that up in the 3 o'clock hour. Start off with Mr. Slip and Slide. It's the Mike Missanelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.